This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Right now, a historic moment. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. Donald Trump wins the presidency. The business tycoon, a TV personality, capping his improbable political journey with an astounding upset victory.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
Donald J. Trump will become the 45th president of the United States, defeating Hillary Clinton in a campaign unlike anything we've seen in our lifetime.
She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory.
Donald Trump wins the presidency of the United States. He is now going to be called President-elect Donald Trump.
I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
History has been made. This is a moment a lot of people are going to remember.
Well, thank you for that, Genius Wolf. Yeah. I think we probably will remember that. It's 6:12. A couple of thoughts before we start here. One is kind of obvious. I was wrong. Boy, was I wrong. I've never been more wrong about anything in my life. But having said that, and I said this before, and I'll say it again now, I will do everything I can to do the best I can to support the office of the president. The guy that's sitting in it wasn't my choice. I'm as stunned as most of you are. But at this point, the following is obvious. He is the president-elect of the United States. He deserves everything that goes with that position. And there is no upside to tearing him down if and until he deserves it. So as we go forward on the show, I'm going to pledge to you, with the idea that the staff will check me along the way, that I and you audience members, obviously, that I'll do the best I can to support President Trump as we go forward. Now, there's a couple of things here. Support comes with conditions. And those conditions are it needs to be deserved. His speech at 3 a.m., which I saw, which probably most of you didn't, and most of you probably didn't hear it. We'll try to play some clips of it coming up, was actually hopeful. And there's part of me that believes that he meant what he said at 3 a.m. I will tell you that as of 3 a.m., I had been up for most of the last 24 hours, so I probably would believe anything. But at 3 a.m., it sounded like the truth, and it sounded like hope. I'll also tell you this. Every president who has ever spoken on it says the minute you walk into the office and you start to get a sense of the gravity of the job, your positions on many things change. And the weight of the office and the weight of the responsibility changes who you are to a point where you understand that it's not about you. I think he may already be sensing a little of that, but he won't sense all of it until he gets there. I hope that gives him reason to do the job better than I would think he could, and I have hope for that. One of the things that's really tough is, what do you say to your kids? And I think what you say to your kids really can only follow one path, and that is that last night was an election. It wasn't an endorsement of sexism. It wasn't an endorsement of racism. It wasn't an endorsement of any of the negativities of this campaign. The contest was lost. The results are Donald Trump is the president. It doesn't change your core values. It doesn't change your family's core values. And I think if you're going to communicate anything to your kids today, it's that. The president was elected. The contest was won. It doesn't mean America is now about hating on women and hating on minorities. It's not the case. As far as what goes on from here, we don't know if he's going to build a wall. We don't know if he's going to do any of the, in my opinion, terrible things that he suggested. We also don't know what good he can do. And he deserves an opportunity to do good as well, because, again, he won. Remember, the office is bigger than the man, or someday the woman that'll sit in it. But for now, we all need to take a little time, take a deep breath, a little grief. The five stages, I still think I'm floating around the first one, but this too shall pass. And I'm glad you're here. We'll talk about it. And for all of you who voted for Donald J. Trump, I sincerely, I congratulate you. He won.